no tax.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, into another hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. In this hour of the broadcast, yes, he is going to be joining us. He is the one and only automotive journalist extraordinaire, author Larry Ensel, with a cool website, iZoom.com, and many books under his belt. And we're going to be talking about Larry's latest travels and what he's been up to. Also coming up on today's broadcast in hour number three of the show, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, among other things. We're going to be talking with Sam Murtaugh from the Mecum Auction Company, which is wrapping up a big sale in Dallas this weekend. It's all done now. We'll take a look back at that and a look forward to what the next big auction. It seems like there's an auction every weekend, but the folks at Mecum do a great job, and we'll find out the inside track from Mr. Sam Murtaugh. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We finally did give away a prize from Warren Tracy in the Busted Knuckle Garage. And we will, why don't we throw out another question now, just for the heck of it here, just to get the calls going. And we'll make it another question kind of more in recent times. And we'll make it about this time a Japanese manufacturer, okay? Which Japanese manufacturer came in? That's too easy. I was going to go with an easy question. Why don't we make it slightly harder? We'll make it... all right. Why don't we do this question here? Who made the Impulse? What Japanese manufacturer made a vehicle known as the Impulse? That's a more difficult question for you. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email, it's boblongradio@yahoo.com. Right now, let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth one of our favorite guys. He is the man behind iZoom.com. He is a noted author and esteemed automotive journalist, Mr. Larry Ensel. Welcome to the broadcast. How you doing, Larry? Larry, are you with us? All right. Well, looks like we lost him. So we'll find out where he went. I remember one time he did the show while on a beach in Florida. Remember that one? He was like sunning himself on the beach while he was doing the interview here on the show. I've never had that one before. I once had Corky Coker, who owns that antique, I shouldn't call it antique, vintage tire company. If you want tires for your Model T Ford or your 57 Chevy, or if you want red walls for your Camaro or your Triumph TR6, Corky Coker once did an interview with me while fishing in some sort of rowboat. But Larry Ensel, the last time he joined us, he was, a couple of times back, he was lying on a beach in Florida. Let's see where Larry Ensel now joins us from. Here he is, the man himself, the man with iZoom.com, noted automotive journalist and esteemed author, Larry Ensel. Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I am... in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, looking out at the Straits of Mackinac.
Oh, that sounds very cool. Yeah, I'm somewhat familiar with Upper Michigan, having visited the Hagerty Insurance headquarters in Traverse City a couple of times. And also, I remember Ford once held a press drive up in that neck of the woods. And a lot of people, you know, when they think of Michigan, they think of bad stuff and Detroit and crime and unemployment and all that. But, you know, Michigan has so many beautiful areas, so many lakes, and there's so much boating that goes on in the state of Michigan. Most people would be quite surprised at that, Larry. Well, looks like we've lost the connection again. All you can do is laugh. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Maybe Larry didn't like what I had to say about the state of Michigan. I don't know. I may end up moving to the state of Michigan. Who knows? I don't know what's going to happen. We should have a poll going here on Auto World. What will happen to Bob Long and his little family here? Will I end up here in my home state of Massachusetts? Will I stay here? Will I move to the great state of Florida and take up residence there for a while? Will I move to the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan? Or will I move to Phoenix, Arizona? What do you think? I don't know, but something is going to happen in the next 6 months or so, or maybe a year. We'll see. We may end up hanging around here for another year or so. It all depends on things. It all depends on support, which puts me on my high horse once again to remind all of your folks, and I can't emphasize this enough, to support, absolutely 100% support the advertisers on this radio station that you're listening to right now, or if you're listening online, support the advertisers on this online radio network or station. These are tough times for all of us, and particularly tough times for us in the media on the radio side of the fence, and we need support, and lots of small businesses need support. I get requests daily, literally dozens of public relations people wanting me to put various guests here on the program. And I like to do it, and I want to do it. But in order to do that, we need to have advertising support for this show nationally, and we need to have advertising support for this show locally. So support radio. Radio's been around a long, long time. It's not going anywhere. There are some changes happening, but it's not going anywhere, and we need to support, without question, the advertisers that are on this radio station that you're listening to right now. Now that I'm off my high horse and we still haven't got Larry back on the line, I'll repeat the trivia question here. This vehicle was sold by a Japanese manufacturer, not a high-volume Japanese manufacturer. Was called the Impulse. Who made the Impulse? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. That's our toll-free line from around all of North America, and we would love to hear from you. So give us a call or fire me up an email. I've become one of these email people that I never thought I would become, but I have become an email person because other people are also email people, and sometimes when you're doing business, this is the only way that these people like to communicate. So you become a reluctant email person. I've become a reluctant email person. And anyway, shoot me an email. It's boblongradio@yahoo.com. Joining us once again from the Upper Peninsula of the great state of Michigan is our good friend, noted automotive journalist and author, Larry Ensel. Larry, looks like we got the phone situation straightened out. How you doing?
Good. I hope we got it straightened out. I'm in a very weak cell. Now we're on a landline. Fine.
That should be fine. When we come back on the other side, we want to hear all about your adventures because you're all over the place and we want to catch up. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
I'm on the road again. again. I'm on the road again.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hello again. I hope all is well. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. We're your source for gold and silver. Not much has changed since we last spoke. The economy remains in the tank. Unemployment is a national disaster, and there's zero leadership in Washington. Experts tell us that the stock market is headed towards 7,000. The deficit will continue to climb. Still, gold is expected to go to 2,000 by the first quarter. That'd put silver back nearing 50 bucks. Frankly, Scarlett, there are no solid options available beyond precious metals. Please give me a call, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, for an informative, no-pressure conversation. John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I look forward to hearing from you.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We are back. We are live here on Auto World, and we thank you so much for joining us. My name is Bob Long. Larry Edsel joins us from Michigan, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and Larry, frequent contributor here to the show, cool website, iZoom.com. He's written a whole ton of books and one of the best journalists out there in the nation. So, Larry, tell us a little bit about the spot you're staying. Are you on a car company trip, or what are you up
to? No, I'm actually helping run a small resort in the Upper Peninsula. I do this in the fall for about 6 weeks.
No kidding.
And I'm getting ready to leave here during this week. I'm going to take a quick trip down to Florida to see my mom. I'm going to drive across the country back to Phoenix and get there just in time for the finals in the Active Lifestyle Vehicle of the Year Awards, which is being held in Phoenix this year. It's the eighth year for the awards. And it's a different kind of Car of the Year competition.
Yeah.
It's based on the cars that fit people who have what we call an active lifestyle. And these are athletes who do things from athletes whose sports are mainly involved in things like cycling, kayaking, the sports where you've got a lot of gear you have to cover, carry with you.
That makes sense.
The point of this program is to identify the cars that makes best sense for people with those kind of lifestyles, who have to carry a lot of gear, who sometimes might have to go to a trailhead with their mountain bike and need to get there and get back. And I think we have 36 cars finalists in seven categories this year. So what we're going to do in Phoenix is there's a panel of journalists that goes through all the cars that are entered and picks the finalists, usually two or three in each category.
Yeah.
And then we have, I think, 70 elite and local athletes coming in, and they're going to be divided into seven teams of 10 people, and they're going to take the cars out and drive them and see if they fit their lifestyle. And then we'll have an awards announcement, and I think the companies, the winners get their trophies in time for, if not SEMA, the LA Auto Show.
Oh, that sounds great. And is this being put on by the Phoenix Motor Association that you're president
of? No, it's actually put on. The story behind this thing was, let's see, this is the eighth year, so I guess it would have been 9 years ago. Three people were at the LA Auto Show. They were all elite athletes. Two of them were also auto riders. And one of them was Nina Rustin, who's run, she's a marathon runner.
Mm-hmm.
So they kept hearing all the auto show, all the auto companies during their presentations talking about our car is, we design for people with active lifestyle. We design for, and they looked at each other and they said, no, they don't. These cars don't make any sense at all for people who have to carry bikes or kayaks or, camping gear or whatever the case is. So they decided, let's do our own Car of the Year program and actually bring attention to the cars that do fit those lifestyles. And the idea came up 9 years ago, and this will be the eighth annual competition. And I don't remember how many entries we had from the automakers, but there's 34, 35, 36 finalists in seven categories.
That sounds great, Larry. Boy, you've had a busy summer. You've been all over the place. You've seen lots of cool things. What were some of the highlights of the summer and early fall for you automotive-wise?
Well, I always enjoy going to the Meadowbrook Concours. One of the things that, it's not Pebble Beach, but it's the Detroit Concours. And mm-hmm. So it's got, there's a certain Detroit flavor to it. But that's kind of cool because that's, where American cars came from. One of the things that's been delightful about being here at the resort for 6 weeks is just seeing all the cool old cars that people own and drive.
Yeah.
The other day, I got to tell you this little story. The other day, this incredibly beautiful 1950 Buick Super Deluxe pulls in.
Wow.
And it's this couple. And I said to the guy, I said, tell me about your car. And he said, well, when we started courting after World War II, I owned a 1950 Buick Super Deluxe. And he said, we got married in 1953. In 1956, the car was destroyed in an accident. But we always wanted to have another one. And he said, 25 years ago, he found one in terrible shape for $450. And he's restored it into, not only is it a beautiful car, that looks like it just came off, the showroom floor. But he drives it. This is the guy from Pennsylvania, and I'm in northern Michigan, and they had driven this car to North Dakota, and they were now on their way home. And I just think it's wonderful to see cars, you know, you see a lot of trailer queens at the concourse and stuff like that. And it's just so cool to see people out actually driving their old cars.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And this was a guy, and here's an example, this was a guy that was clearly driving, you mentioned Hagerty earlier, you know, there's a limit on how much you're supposed to drive a classic car and have classic car insurance.
Yes.
Well, this is a guy who, you know, doesn't have classic car insurance because he's driving his car like, you know, like his daily driver. And even though the car is, what, 1950 would be 60-some years old?
Yeah.
61 years old. It's a 61-year-old car, and he's, you know, he drives it like it was brand new. So is that, I enjoy seeing those kind of things, too.
Absolutely. It's always fun for me whenever I travel out west to see, you know, California, the Scottsdale, Phoenix area, just to see, you know, the cars that you don't see in the Northeast, you know, the 65 Mustangs, the old 50s vehicles that are in really good shape just because they don't have the weather problems
and
that we have.
People, you know, I know, I have no idea who she is, but there's a lady who lives, must be within 3 or 4 miles of me, who has like a 57, 58 Corvette, and she must drive it to work every day because I see her going on the same route, you know. And I'm like, how cool is that to have a car like that and, you know, use it as your daily commuter? And you know, you can do that in places like, you know, Phoenix and out in the Southwest. So, you know, you wouldn't dare try to do that in the wintertime in the East or North, but.
Yeah. No, that is true. So let's talk a little bit about what's going to be happening when you get back to Phoenix. Of course, you're president of, is it the Phoenix Motor Association?
Yeah, the Phoenix Automotive Press Association.
Automotive Press Association. How many members do you have?
We put together our schedule for the season.
Uh-huh.
We open up in, at the end of October, we're having a what we're going to call an auto show preview meeting. And we're going to take a look at the SEMA show, the LA show, the Phoenix show, the Detroit show, Chicago, New York, and probably Geneva. And we've got some people coming in from the different shows, or somebody who's been to the show who's going to talk about it. And we've also invited a couple car dealers from Phoenix to come in and talk about, you know, what effect does an auto show actually have on business? Does it generate traffic? Do you see sales results in that? From that, a bunch of us, of course, are going to SEMA, which to me is, you know, one of the best auto shows of the year.
Absolutely.
And then a week or two after SEMA is the LA Auto Show, and in between, it's SEMA, and then you have the NASCAR race in Phoenix.
And then the LA Auto Show, more with Larry.
With TrueCar.com, it's like you've already bought your new car before you go to the dealership.
Welcome.
You have the exact car I want at the exact price I want to pay.
Well, yeah.
So, quick paperwork, I give you my TrueCar.com price protection certificate, and we're done.
Right.
What do you want to do now?
I want you to enjoy your new car.
This keeps getting better and better.
With TrueCar.com, you know exactly how much your new car is going to cost before you even leave home. First, TrueCar.com tells you what others have paid for the exact same car. And then, TrueCar.com gives you an even better price. The best part is, you get a TrueCar.com price protection certificate to print out and give to the TrueCar.com certified dealer. And you get your new car.
Did you always want to be a TrueCar.com certified dealer?
As a kid, I wanted to be a superhero. You know, help people. But then I grew up and
became a TrueCar.com certified dealer.
Right.
Kind of the same thing.
Exactly.
Log on to TrueCar.com right now to get your TrueCar.com price protection certificate. That's TrueCar.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found. trial from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back with a trivia question out there, a rather hard one. The Japanese manufacturer made a vehicle a while back called the Impulse. Who made the Impulse? That's the question. This was a rather low-volume Japanese automaker. We'll just keep it out there for a few more moments. 800-259-9231. Anybody with questions for Larry Edsel from iZoom.com, noted author and automotive journalist extraordinaire. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Looking ahead, Larry, as you were, to all the big events coming up, the SEMA show in Las Vegas, the big race there in Phoenix, and then the L.A. Auto Show. L.A. continues, since they changed the date of the L.A. Auto Show from around the holidays, around Christmas, New Year's, it seems like more and more manufacturers are using L.A. as the venue to show off their new stuff.
Oh, yeah, and it only makes sense. I mean, it used to be that L.A. and Detroit were back-to-back, and L.A. would always lose out because they would open right around the first of the year, and you know, everybody was used to coming to Detroit. Well, now they've moved the L.A. show to just before Thanksgiving, like a couple weeks before Thanksgiving, and it's really opened things up for L.A., especially with the automakers, because and here's part of what it comes down to. If you're an overseas automaker and you're planning to take your executives and maybe your local media and things like that to an American auto show, do you want to go to Los Angeles, quote unquote Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
in early November, or do you want to go to Detroit in January? You know, and it's like, and let's face it, you know, Hollywood and LA wins. In that scenario, it's like, you know, yeah, I'd rather show my car in L.A. and and be able to do an event, you know, in a Hollywood kind of setting and stuff, or, you know, for the grand opening of the, or the introduction of the car, or, you know, to show it off to the media. And you know, maybe I want to do a drive with the media and we can drive up the Coast Highway and all that kind of stuff. Or do you want to go to Detroit in January when, you know, there's liable to be snow on the ground and you might not get in from the airport, and, you know, you can't really do a drive program unless you're talking about off-roading in the wintertime or something. you know, and L.A. wins. And it's been a difficult thing for the Detroit show to deal with because, you know, it's there again. It's just another case of Detroit, you know, struggling to still be the Motor City.
Yep, definitely. Last year, Detroit seemed to be better than the year before. Saw the return of a couple of different automakers who had left the previous year, but who knows what's going to happen for this year. L.A. always has the green theme running through it, but I know Ford, for whatever reason, you know, has used the L.A. Auto Show to unveil a lot of important products. In recent years, they have unveiled some pretty important vehicles, including the Fusion and the current generation of the Taurus, as well as the Fiesta. I'm sure we're going to see lots of cool stuff in the coming weeks. But let's talk a little bit about SEMA. SEMA is really a unique show in that it gathers people from all over the world. It's an industry-only show. Only, you know, contests are held to allow people through the doors of the show, but it's an opportunity for the aftermarket industry to show off all their cool stuff. But it's also an opportunity for the new car makers to also show at times production vehicles, if not production vehicles, accessories and parts. And it's always one of my favorite shows of the year as well.
Oh, yeah. And you know, for the people who don't know, SEMA is Specialty Equipment and Market Association, which doesn't sound like anything. But it's the association of people who make stuff for cars, but not the car builders necessarily. So it's wheels and tires and accessories and mufflers, and especially things that make your car look better and go faster. And it started out with probably 12 or 13 hot rod companies in Southern California. The first SEMA show was in the parking lot at Dodger Stadium back, I don't know how long ago, probably in the 50s.
Yep.
And now it's a week-long extravaganza that more than fills the Las Vegas Convention Center and all its parking lots with cars and stuff. And not only is all that stuff there, but usually there's a dozen original equipment automakers, Ford, GM, Chrysler, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, excuse me, everybody is there. And they bring their own ideas of here's what we think could be done with our cars. And they do a lot of things where they have what they call a dollar car. So they take one of their cars and they sell it to a specialty company for a dollar, and that company modifies it and shows it at SEMA show. And then, of course, the car companies themselves, they have their own design staff come up with, you know, things for their cars. And it's just, I mean, it's pornography for car people. It's just so much stuff. And it's all lots of eye candy and things, you know, that you can do with cars. And not only cars, but trucks, SUVs, one thing I'll never forget that I saw at SEMA a few years ago was somebody had taken two Mini Coopers, put them back to back, made them into a stretch limo with a hot tub in between. and the thing that was amazing, you could drive it from either end. You know, and you see stuff like that at the SEMA show. And, you know, it's just, and the other thing that gets me is that, you know, people go to the SEMA show in Las Vegas, and this will be my pitch for anybody who goes to Las Vegas. There are some phenomenal driving roads and sights to be seen outside of Las Vegas.
It's so true.
The Valley of Fire, just north of Las Vegas, is where lots of car commercials are shot, because it's such a spectacular place. And people who go to Las Vegas have no idea it's there, and it's a great driving road. And the car companies use it for commercials all the time. So there's a lot more to do in Las Vegas than go play slot machines. But the SEMA show is just, it runs Tuesday through Friday, but it really starts the weekend before with all kinds of stuff going on. And like I say, it fills the convention center and overflows into the parking lots.
It certainly does. Larry Edsel is with us, one of our favorites. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you have a question for Larry. And Larry, I know you were finishing up a Ferrari book. Has it gone to press yet? Or
yes, the Ferrari book is out. It's Motorbooks is the publisher, and it's part of their First Gear series.
Oh, cool.
And the First Gear series is kind of an intro to, so the book is just called Ferrari, and it's words by me and photography by Dennis Adler.
Wow.
I think it's probably around 50 cars that we've selected and highlighted, and we tell a little bit about the history of the car, and if you read it from start to finish, you kind of get a history of Ferrari and what they were thinking at the time, that one is out. And then coming soon is 365 sports cars you must drive, that there's three or four of us who were cooperated on it, and that one I think is going to be out by Christmas, and that again is another Motorbooks book.
That's great. Just to back up a little bit on the Ferrari book, what a great contributor you've got, co-conspirator Dennis Adler. What a great guy he is. I believe still with Car Collector magazine, is that correct, or
an amazing photographer.
He really is.
It's his pictures and my words, and then Motorbooks did a really nice layout on it, it's a nice little book.
Excellent. More with Larry Edsel straight ahead. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932. Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There is no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't got a fine machine.
Larry S. Mills, our very special guest here on Auto World, joining us from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. He'll be making his way down to Florida and then across the country to Phoenix, Arizona, and lots of cool automotive things on the horizon. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231. The answer to the trivia question has been solved. The gentleman who solved it is Justin. Justin's in Pennsylvania. The answer is Isuzu. Correct, Justin. We'll throw out another one in the next hour of the broadcast. But, Larry, a couple of people have inquired about your Ferrari book. Why don't you give out the title of the book once again? And
It's simply called Ferrari.
Just plain
it's part
Ferrari.
Of Motor Book's first year series.
Okay.
And I'm the author, and photography by Dennis Adler.
All right, great. We'll have to look for that one. So what do you hear? I know you were very much, embedded with the Camaro crowd when you wrote the Camaro book. Any rumors out of GM on the Corvette, the seventh generation?
Well, we're starting to see spy photos, and it looks like the wheelbase is being elongated a little bit, but it also looks like they're keeping the engine up front. There's the persistent rumor of a group within GM that wants to do a mid-engine Corvette. I think eventually we're going to see a mid-engine Corvette. It might not be the seventh generation, it might be the eighth, it might be the ninth, but I think at some point we're gonna see such a car. I guess I'm kind of split on, do you want to see just the traditional Corvette with the front engine and rear drive, or what about a rear engine or a mid rear engine Corvette? I think it'd be pretty cool, and I think the designers and engineers would like to do it. Maybe they should call it something else. Other than the Corvette, I think it'd be fun to see General Motors do a mid-engine car and see what they came up with.
Yeah, no, it will definitely be a triumph for a lot of people within General Motors who for years have wanted to do that. You know, maybe they should just make it a special model designation within the Corvette lineup, and you know, keep the other configuration, the rear-wheel drive, front-engine configuration for the more value-conscious folks. Or maybe you are correct. Maybe it should be named something totally different. I just pulled up your Ferrari book. What a wonderful cover that is. What particular silver Ferrari graces the cover of the book, Larry?
I think that's the Testarossa. I think that's the Testarossa.
That's what it looks
like. The 250 GT, the 250 GTO, not the... No, it is. The 250... the 250 Testarossa, I was right.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
It's hard for me to think of a silver car being called the Redhead.
Yeah.
But, of course, the Redhead had nothing to do with the color of the car. It had to do with the color of the valve covers for the engine. So.
That's right. How did you ever, you know, narrow it down to just a select number of Ferraris? Because there have been so many over the years.
Oh, I know it. And one of the things we did was we talked about some of the other Ferraris, not just the ones that we have pictured. And basically what happened is Dennis came up with the photos, and then I did the words to match his photos. So I didn't have to really worry about the list. That was more Dennis's side and Motorbook side. But, it was interesting going through and, well, what about this? And, you know, so we worked in a lot of the other cars in descriptions of these 50. But, and it's amazing, and I guess I hadn't really realized how many different cars Ferrari has actually done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't think of them as being quite as prolific as they've been in terms of the number of different models they've produced.
You know, that's really true. I mean, they've done a lot of very limited production vehicles when you stop and think about it. I mean, some of them only building, literally a little bit more than a handful just to make sure that they could utilized in motorsports activities.
Right, and that's the other thing that, you know, people forget is that, you know, Ferrari was a racing company and he never intended really to do production cars. It was just a way to pay for the racing. You know, he found out, hey, people want to buy my cars, basically his race cars, to drive on the street. And it was like, okay, you know, and that was back in the days before there was sponsorship. And that's how he could afford to go racing with his cars, was, you know, people would buy them for driving on the street, and then it was like, oh, you know, this is not a bad business model. But, Enzo's interest was in racing much more than in building cars for, you know. And at first, basically, you were a racing customer of Enzo's even to get on the list to buy one of the cars.
Yep, absolutely. How about the, you know, kind of feud between Ferrari and Lamborghini? Do you get into that at all in the book?
Oh, yeah, and it's, do I get into that in this book? I think so. I can't swear to it because it's been a while since I wrote it. But for those who don't know the story, and this is not only Lamborghini and Ferrari, but this has happened with several car companies, Ferruccio Lamborghini was a tractor builder. I mean, he was kind of like the John Deere of Italy, let's put it that way. And he goes and he buys a Ferrari. And he wasn't happy with it for whatever reason. And he goes back to Enzo and he says, well, you know, I think you should do this and this and this to my car. And Enzo's like, no, you bought the car. That's what it is. And Lamborghini says, well, I can do better myself. And Enzo says, well, if you can, go ahead and try it. And so Lamborghini started building cars as well as not only just cars, but exotic cars as well as tractors. and we all know, you know, what's happened with Lamborghini and, you know, some of the incredible cars they built. And it was basically because he did, you know, Mr. Lamborghini didn't like his Ferrari.
Do you think in the end, Enzo, I mean, from what I've learned about Enzo, this is a very, very complicated man to say the least. I mean, certainly when you look at the engineering triumphs of some of the Lamborghini vehicles like the Miura, and then, of course, in more recent times, you know, we've seen some incredible vehicles from Lamborghini. Do you think he had any respect at all, or do you think he just kind of, just basically...
I think Ferrari did his own thing.
Yeah.
And he alienated... I mean, there are so many people that Henry Ford did the Ford GT just to go after Ferrari after the deal. They had a deal done where Ford was going to buy the Ferrari road car company. Ferrari was going to keep majority owner in the racing team, and they had this deal all done. Ferrari changes his mind, and you know that's where the Ford GT came from.
Yeah.
Several race car drivers could tell you stories, including Shelby, mm-hmm. about how you know they thought they had a deal done with Ferrari. You know, Ferrari changed his mind, or Ferrari was very manipulative. He would, you know, to get more out of his drivers who were racing now, he would go sign a deal with some other driver, planning not to use that guy maybe more than one or two races. But the guy thought, hey, I'm the new Ferrari driver. Well, you know, it alienated a lot of people. And, you know, I mean, Shelby can tell you a story. You know, lots of those guys can tell you stories about, you know, I had this deal, or I thought I had this deal. And Enzo was worried about winning races. And whatever it took to win races is what he was going to do.
Yeah, Bob Bondurant, based in your neck of the woods there in Phoenix, has told me some personal stories of encounters.
Right. Yep.
And,
yep.
I find them very fascinating. I mean, the fact that he could understand English and he could speak English, but when Bob visited him, he only spoke in Italian, you know.
Oh, yeah, and that still happens a lot. Not only in motorsports, but in the auto industry, where there are executives who speak wonderful English but will only do their interviews with English-speaking authors or writers with interpreters present. And it just gives them a little more time to plot out their answer, and they also know that the interpreter is going to, you know, is skilled enough to make it sound better than maybe what they're saying in the first place.
800-259-9231 is our telephone number. Got an email question here. This one is from Walter. Walter is in Nevada, and he would like to know about the Camaro book that Larry wrote. He says he's just taken purchase of a new Camaro, a convertible. And Larry, really quickly, we're running out of time. Where's the best place for him to get a hold of that book?
Either through motorbooks.com or amazon.com.
Perfect. Larry, my friend, we'll talk with you real soon. Thanks for your time today.
Always fun.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.